They were successful because they happened to come together into mutually supportive gangs that included all the right tricks to keep them safely stored in millions of brains, books, and buildings, and repeatedly passed on to more. Like almost everyone who shares her views, Blackmore exempts science from the roster of deceitful meme gangs. She is sure that what she does is science, and what she likes best about science is that it is testable. Religious theories, by contrast, can thrive in spite of being untrue, ugly, or cruel. Well, are memes or memeplexes testable? Could we know if they were not a correct explanation? To the extent that Blackmore's ideas depend mainly on Dawkins's ideas, theologian Alistair McGrath thinks not. In Dawkins' God, Genes, Memes, and the Meaning of Life, 2005, he observes, "If all ideas are memes or the effects of memes, Dawkins is left in the decidedly uncomfortable position of having to accept that his own ideas must also be recognized as the effects of memes." Dawkins has argued strenuously against that position, saying, "Scientific ideas, like all memes, are subject to a kind of natural selection, and this might look superficially virus-like. But the selective forces that scrutinize scientific ideas are not arbitrary or capricious. They are exacting, well-honed rules, and they do not favor pointless, self-serving behavior." McGrath, however, does not let Dawkins off so easily, charging, "This represents a case of special pleading, in which Dawkins makes an unsuccessful attempt to evade the trap of self-referentiality. Anyone familiar with intellectual history will spot the pattern immediately. Everyone's dogma is wrong except mine. My ideas are exempt from the general patterns I identify for other ideas, which allows me to explain them away, leaving my own to dominate the field." All that would be mere water under the bridge if anyone could demonstrate that the meme truly exists, in the way that the gene has been demonstrated to truly exist. Gregor Mendel's 19th century work demonstrated that the gene must exist. It was the only reasonable explanation for the predictable regularities of controlled experiments in plant breeding. Later researchers, such as James Watson and Francis Crick, showed how the genome is organized. By contrast, the mere word meme has assumed a life of its own in popular culture.